You can tell which city some people are from as soon as they open their mouth.
Come on, forget about it. What are you, serious? You didn't think I know that? Of course I know that.
That is not an actor, but lifelong New Yorker Donald Semenza. And the way he speaks, linguists say, makes him part of a vanishing breed. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang explains.
Heather Quinlan is accent hunting at the Staten Island Ferry Terminal in Manhattan.
Do you have a New York accent? Then talk to me.
She's directed a film about the decline of many of New York's well-known accents. Here are some of the best examples we've heard in movies.
Irish New York accent would be Jimmy Cagney.
Pointer, Johnny the Lorette. Did he squeal?
Jewish Woody Allen.
You know, I was a reasonably happy kid, I guess. I was brought up in Brooklyn.
Puerto Rican Rosie Perez.
Mookie, the last time I trusted you, we ended up with a son. Remember your son?
These iconic ways of speaking are becoming more rare, in particular on the island of Manhattan, according to linguist Dan Kaufman. He curated a new exhibit about this at the City Lore Gallery. Kaufman says a big part of the reason these accents are fading is because more well-to-do outsiders are moving into Manhattan proper.
Wealthy people, or middle-class people even, from all over the country speak quite similarly to each other. Working class people really are the ones who maintain the local dialects.
Kaufman adds social pressure to sound more like middle America has flattened out many accents.
People used to say Toid Street for 33rd Street, or Goyle for girl in New York City English. And that is actually almost completely dead.
Well, not quite, says 79-year-old Donald Semenza.
Yeah, my name's Donald Semenza. I was born in 1935, New York City. I was born in a place called Greenwich Village.
Semenza's accent is typical of many of his generation who grew up in working-class Italian-American neighborhoods in Manhattan. It's a way of speaking that, he says, may have put him at a disadvantage when he worked with stockbrokers with middle-class accents on Wall Street.
I could read the look of their face, like, where's this guy coming from? So a person may view me as a person who can't think. I think that's a mistake, because I know how to think.
Semenza says he's proud of his accent, one his daughters, he adds, didn't pick up.
If no one ever speaks like me again, who cares? There's always a time to move on. Cultures change, traditions change.
Semenza says he's looking forward to hearing other immigrant communities redefine the New York accent that had been prevalent in neighborhoods in Manhattan. But on the island, linguists say, the high costs of living are keeping many immigrants and other newcomers away. That's cutting off new accents before they can emerge and pushing them into the outer boroughs.
Thank you for riding the Staten Island Ferry.
Back at the Staten Island Ferry Terminal, filmmaker Heather Quinlan says that New York's accents aren't defined by specific neighborhoods.
What differentiates the accents is not geographic so much, especially nowadays, because people don't stay put in one neighborhood their whole lives. It's ethnic.
Scott John of Brooklyn says today you're more likely to find strong New York accents if you leave Manhattan or even the state.
Because all the people that have New York accents, they're moving away. My sisters moved to New Jersey, and all my friends are moving to New Jersey. So their kids talk differently. They pronounce the R's now.
A change that worries Valerie Lauda from the Bronx, who says she's sad that the accent is fading.
We need to say that because it's so distinct. You could go anywhere in the country and tell, hey, that's a New Yorker, no doubt.
And that is the sound of a New Yorker, at least for now. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.